I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time to check in with the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. This is Catch It Up with Kunin from Kumho Tire. Better always on Dukes and Bell.
Guys, we're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come out and hang out, and more importantly, try our Hey Man Ale, thanks to Oconee Brewery. Here's our poll question today before we get to a chance to talk to Steve Kunin. It's up at 92.9 The Game. It's very simple. How will you remember the Dennis Schroeder era? Your choices, it was great, good riddance, I'll remember the hair, or I'll remember the accent. You can go vote, all right?
Wow, Sam getting creative, Samwell Tarly.
Those are the choices.
You know, it's funny, we talked about it earlier, there's a couple of guys here that are asking about, what's up with Carmelo. Again, it's a salary dump, it saves the Hawks money, creates more space. And it is frustrating, though, and Steve Kunin joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, brought to you by Kumho Tires. Steve, I know we're turning the page, but it's kind of frustrating when you think about a guy who's going for 19, almost 20 a game, six assists, and it just can't work, and you got to move on.
Well, I'm not sure that that's the same perspective that we have. You know, when you're looking at a player, you have to look at growth season over season, and we think the opportunity for Trey Young is higher than the opportunity is for Dennis, and so Dennis was a good teammate, but he wanted to be in a different place, and we have made a big bet on Trey, so I'm very pleased. Jeremy Lin's going to be a wonderful guy to help. He has been through the insanity, or Linsanity, I should say, and yeah, a very capable scorer and a terrific, Harvard-educated leader in the locker room. So I think this has turned out phenomenal. And again, one of the problems that we have is we live in an instant gratification world. And when we make these trades out to 2022 and things like that, I'm not sure people really understand the benefit, and especially that year where it could be the first year that high school players are eligible. So all of a sudden the entire class is changed that you're going after. So we feel very good about what we were able to accomplish.
Well, Steve, and I would agree with that. They're talking about obviously taking the age limit off, or the mandatory 1 year removed from high school, which is what Steve Kunin's talking about, which is down the road. The other thing that is impressive to me is, and I was having this conversation with a guy on social media, because he's like, Dukes, I just don't understand with all these picks. We're acquiring assets. Those are things that you can move in potential trades down the road, and you can also do what Danny Ainge has been able to do with Boston and turn them into a very good team. Remember, that's a championship team. They trade all those pieces. They get all these assets, and all of a sudden, now they're right back in the mix of things. So I think from that standpoint, Travis Link is doing a really good job of collecting all of these assets.
I agree. It's kind of like using a little bit of a baseball analogy. The more swings you get, the more successful you can be. And there's so many teams who have no draft picks, who have no cap room. So we agreed, and it's not always fun. I remember when y'all wanted to spin a dial to see, what our score would be on a nightly basis and other.
What was wrong with that promotion?
I'll put it right up there with the.
I know, time out. Steve, for the record, Steve, we were going to take a random fan out of the stands.
Yeah,
we were going to spin the wheel, and then you would get plugged into whatever position came up.
That's
so you
right.
Could be a four that night.
I apologize to our audience for being incorrect with such a brilliant idea. But these assets will serve us extremely well.
Yes, I do agree. Steve Kunin, our guest, guys. We're here live at Twin Peaks talking about our Atlanta Hawks, who have been very active, Mike. And
yeah.
Steve, what did you make of Trey in the summer league thing? It was a hot conversation for the first couple of days. I kept telling people to calm down. But I thought overall he fared well. But again, I thought that was the first time being thrown out there with guys he hadn't played with. And he was making plays.
He self-admits that Utah was a very difficult time for him, going and playing 5-on-5 where he hadn't played 5-on-5 in several months. And there was a lot of nerves. Let's be honest, right or wrong, he and Luka are going to be linked together forever, and it's going to be where somebody wants to crown a winner and a loser. We went first. The first three games weren't good. And then in Vegas, I watched him lead the team. I was out a couple of the games and incredibly impressed with his passing skill, which is what was so attractive to us. How are we going to get free agents to Atlanta? It's by having players who make other players better. That's how you get
Steve
free
Kuhn is with us, guys. Everybody's favorite CEO, Puffy K, with us here. And now, Steve, the question we have is you know, what does this final roster look like? I mean, obviously, you're going to be making more moves. And will we be, you know, trying to now find a trading partner for Bays? Get maybe, you know, Kent Bays off the books?
Well, I don't know that I can answer that. I think that we want to be able to be competitive, and I think Kent's a very good player, and he's a great leader. So I think our roster's getting fairly well set. I would say that you might want to keep that wheel around handy, though, in case things go a little south in August.
Steve, good or bad, LeBron going to L.A. for the NBA? Good or bad?
Oh, for the NBA, it's spectacular. Spectacular. You've got the second largest TV market, which should see an increase in ratings, which has value. And we have every desire to continue to grow this game. And while you can be successful in Cleveland, it's not L.A. And I think that, I wish that he was in the East because he'd come to Atlanta twice a year. I think that Lakers game is going to be a hot ticket.
And that's the thing, Steve, is now more and more the talent. I mean, right now it's leaning west, but of course that can turn over in a minute. What would you make, and I don't know how much you can comment on another team's, you know, now he's technically a Toronto Raptor, but the Kawhi Leonard thing, it seems like he's the one guy in the Western world who couldn't get along with Popovich.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what's going on there. It seems kind of odd, but I do know that Toronto is about as far away as wanting to play in L.A. that a human can get. So, but let's not forget, they traded All-Star for All-Star. It wasn't like, somebody was sending out a rusted truck for Kawhi Leonard. It was All-Star for All-Star.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. The reports out there now, and you know how this goes. A guy goes, I don't want to go there, I don't want to play. And now reports are, they've had discussions with Kawhi, and it's been positive. Okay, so I don't know what that means. I still don't think he stays, but he's got to play. You know, he's not going to do what he did last year. Steve, as we talk about this league and where the league is currently from a health standpoint, you know, we were talking about the NFL. We got our Falcon Report coming up, guys, in about 10 minutes. The NBA doesn't have the issues, or at least doesn't seem to be dealing with a lot of the issues that the NFL is dealing with. And what do you account that for? What's the reasoning behind that?
You know, the word humility is one that we in the NBA really need to live by, because for the past several years, kind of everything's gone right, you know, from huge ratings finals to NBA teams selling for more than NFL teams for the first time in history. And I think that the narrative around the NFL regarding both the physical injuries to players and concussions, along with the inability to come up with a coherent national anthem strategy, I think has really created a lot of negative confusion around their brand. But let's not ever forget, it is the most powerful brand in American sports. Their ratings are huge, the interest is huge, and it's still a passion. But I do think that sometimes you get on a negative roll, and sometimes you get on a positive roll. So we're on a positive roll, and we have to stay very, very humble. There's probably never been – the NBA is a 12-month sport. We're talking almost August 1st, and we're sitting here and talking about the NBA.
It is interesting, though, seeing how, like, the NFL – has got so many issues now, and that next CBA is going to be a nightmare. But how the NBA, you know, after labor issues over the years, it seems like things are just rock steady with Adam Silver.
Well, I think Adam has brought great leadership. I think you also have a very new class of owners, the Tony Wrestlers of the world, who are willing to make investments. You know, the Carmelo buyout isn't a cheap thing to do. But you have bold owners who want to win, understand that these teams are community assets, and that we're in the business of uniting, not dividing. And I think the NBA has been a very good uniter.
Steve, it's always good to have you on. I will say this, you're making our offseason interesting with the Hawks and with going into what I consider to be a new arena. Phillips will be completely new, guys. It'll be renovated by the time we get back in there, and we're going to have new faces. Torian Prince will be back. John Collins looked good over the summer. I like what I'm seeing from Trae Young. hopefully we grow with these players and it grows into a championship quality squad is what they're hoping for, and I think it's going to. Steve, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a great, safe weekend.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.